Hi, David. David, my name is
Hey,
Paul.
Paul.
I'm the area manager. Hi. Happy Thursday. How's your day going so far?
It's going.
Good. Well, you were just speaking with Carlene. She wanted me to get on the line. Of course, she wants me to get you the details of the service, find the best package for the needs of your business, everything it would include, answer all of your questions, and then also to apply that new in-business rate, make it even more affordable for you. I do have your file here in front of me. In fact, I'm looking at your website right now. And you use Google yourself, right? You're familiar with that local map or that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page?
I've done probably the minimum with Google.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've already got a website, and not every business has a website. Of course, a website is a great conversion tool. It gives the people who see it the reasons to call you. It'd be our job to make it easier for people who might not already know the name of your company to find your business, find your website just by typing in the keywords related to the services that you provide. Now, you do provide a lot of different services, not just lawn care and landscape. Looks like you do pressure washing as well and sod install.
Correct.
I mean,
Yeah.
the whole point is to make sure that people who are in your service area who might need your services know that you're there, in that 15-mile
Right.
radius. I mean, you're doing residential and commercial, but did you have any particular preference of one over the other? Are you looking for a nice
We do
even mix?
mostly residential.
Mostly residential. Okay. Now, as far as pricing goes, this is for Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. In fact, you'd have Facebook paid ads as well. And as a young company, you do see a fairly significant savings. It's actually a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost of the service, and it would bring your rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299, and that $299 is the exact amount. So you're not paying for leads on top of that. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just that flat rate. It is a fixed rate as well, so it would never go up on you. You would get a detailed reporting and tracking system, of course, so you'd be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. I'm sure you've got questions for me, at least on the surface, though, being that it's designed to get your online presence kind of a little bit stronger and that website in front of more people, get your phone ringing directly, maybe even instead of actually paying for leads. Is that something you might want for your business at this point?
Not sure because I thought that I may be able to do the Google myself. I just haven't found the time. And
Gotcha.
I've used other services such as Angie's List, Thumbtack, a couple other ones.
Okay.
And I don't use them anymore because it seems like they start off with a good service and then it turns to crap afterwards.
I've
So
heard that. Yeah, I've spoken with a lot of business owners that have used those lead services or something like Networks or Crapjack, and a lot of them do say it seems to be good in the beginning, and then after that, the leads aren't quite as good, harder to get in touch with, people just looking for estimates. And it's kind of set up almost, well, it's always going to work out for Angie, but for when you're
oh man,
paying.
they make buttloads of money for
They do.
doing not much.
No, they capture those leads and then they flip them. They sell and resell the same exact lead to businesses and their competitors. Whether you get the
Yeah.
job or someone else gets the job, or even when nobody gets the job, you all still pay for that lead and they're still making their money. And I can understand why you don't want to use those services and why having your business listed directly on Google, having calls coming straight to you, that is a much better option. Now, for people who know exactly what they're doing, it's still at least 100 hours, and then you still have to keep updating content as well. We are a Google partner. We've been doing this as an SEO company and digital branding firm for almost 20 years. So we do get our training and our updates directly from Google, and Google regularly does make changes to their map or PAC algorithm. Sometimes they want us to add additional directories or take down certain directories. Sometimes when a business owner is trying to do it on their own, they don't really know exactly what to do. They might list something slightly differently, like you might leave off the LLC but put it somewhere else, and that's just going to end up hurting your ranking. the time that you spent actually could backfire on you. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can do on our own. You know, we can mow our own yards, or we can hire someone who's professional and does a quality job and charges a fair price. So, I mean, there's a real good reason why you might consider having us professionally optimize your business for you, including the management of those Facebook ads as well. I mean, it has to be cost effective. The return on investment that businesses get from being on that first page of Google is pretty significant. It's kind of where we all go when we don't know who to call. And for you, of course, that means you can get phone calls from people in your service area who don't already know the name of your business. Every new customer that finds you on Google or Bing is someone who can use your services for something else, or recurring lawn maintenance, or recommend you to their friends. It's going to help you to keep that steady stream of jobs coming your way. You know, it is Thursday already, and I just got this listing. I'd be happy to see if I could do a friends and family rate here for you. It's really the only thing that I've got lower than that $299. It's $249, and it waives the $99 setup fee. You already have a website. We don't have to build a website. There is still a lot of content that we would have to create for you. The Facebook ads would still be in play. You'd get $100 of Facebook ads even at $249. And they're like 20 or 22 cents a click. So that's about 400 clicks a month from someone who would be...
Is that only the first month, or is that every month?
That's a good question. It's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's really just more of like an assistance program.
Now, my question was the $100 of Facebook ads, every month?
Yeah, that's every month. Yeah, I mean, we're not going to reduce the cost of it. I mean, it's the original $100 that was in play when it was $5.99. So we're still going to keep the $100 of Facebook ads. The $249 would be the exact amount, the $100 of Facebook ads every single month. And, of course, you know, we're not charging your per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. We're not like your cable company or phone provider. We're not trying to invent crazy ways to charge you more. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or anything like that. So it's simple, straightforward pricing. I know for a fact my supervisors made that exception for some of the other pricing directors. Of course, it is our friends and family rate. I'm not going to tell them that, you know, you're my cousin or I've known you since high school. But I'd be honest with them. I'd tell them it's still a fairly young company, you know, less than 5 years in business. Tell them that you tried Angie's, that you tried Thumbtack, and you know that those lead services don't work out. Also mention that you already have a website. When we get your phone ringing, I mean, it looks like if it's something you decided to move forward with, the phone number that we're speaking on, this is a good number for your customers to call, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
Okay. And you are open 7 days a week, right?
Technically, yeah, but we try not to work on the weekends.
Gotcha. Yeah, your website lists 9 to 7 on Saturday and 9 to 9 on Sunday. Well, and
yeah,
obviously,
I don't really maintain the website actively.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. You know, obviously, we can promote your business where and when you want it to be promoted. In fact, like Maria says, that 15-mile service area, we can go beyond that 15 miles if there are
neighborhoods. Yeah, it's actually 30 miles, I told
her. I was going to ask. I mean, you're in Jacksonville, so 15 miles shrinks it down pretty tight. But 30 miles.
Jacksonville is the largest city in the U.S. So.
Right. I mean, it's pretty spread out, so 30 miles makes a lot more sense. And like I was saying, we don't draw a big circle around you. You know, we can target specific zip codes, specific neighborhoods even, where it's most profitable.
Yeah, because there's definitely some zip codes of the area that we prefer not to go to.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
In the past, you can definitely narrow down some zip codes where they don't like to pay our prices.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. And you don't want to field phone calls from people that are just going to be wasting your time. You also don't want to have to lower your price to cater to a customer who, you know, I mean, you've got the experience. You do beautiful quality work, right? I mean, you don't have to shortchange yourself just to service somebody who's right around the corner from you. Even if it is close to you, we don't have to run your ads there. That's the whole point of targeted marketing. So, of course, we're going to focus a little bit more on the residential client, but you can get commercial jobs as well. We'll focus on the zip codes and places where you want to go. We won't run your ads in the places you don't want to service. So it's very targeted marketing. the detailed reporting and tracking system that you'll have access to, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do with it besides just tracking the success of the account. Of course, so you will be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases and how many times you're popping up on the first page for each individual search. You can also print out invoices for tax purposes. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off. A lot of businesses that can are increasing their advertising before the end of the year, even if it's just to take the tax write-off. This, though, is designed to get your website in front of more people and get your phone ringing a little bit more. You can manage your online presence.
Let me interrupt you.
Yeah, no.
The price that I understand everything.
Sure, of course.
To me. What the price quote that you said to me, is that good only for today? Because I'll be honest with you, I don't want to waste your time. I couldn't pay
that
today.
Okay.
But it's possible within 3 days I could find that money. So I would want to know if you could honor that price in that
time.
I'd
have to ask for the right of first refusal. I did a minute or so ago get the return message back from my supervisor. I just took a quick look at it, but it did look like he was going to approve my request to do the $249. We are just Monday through Friday.
Uh-huh.
You know, today's Thursday.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you'd be able to make that $249 work for you today or tomorrow.
Possibly tomorrow. It's just this time of year we're slow. It's Christmas. We spend a lot of money on Christmas gifts.
Of course.
It's kind of that month where it's super super
yeah,
tight.
Yeah, you're
so
you're
I'm not comfortable in spending that right now, but if I could have a day or two or three to scrape together that money, I would go ahead and pay it and hope that I get the return on the investment.
Sure, sure. Well, I'll just respond to it. Let me pull it up first of all, and I'll respond to it and just kind of ask for putting this position on a soft hold. It says, Paul, for this fairly young company, especially one that has tried lead generation services and already has a website, I'd be more than happy.
You don't know how much money. I signed up for a second time with Angie's List earlier this year.
Oh, wow.
And it was one of the biggest mistakes I did. They're I don't know what word to use. They're just shysters. They charge a lot and yeah, it's just not worth it. They give you this app that they bombard you with these crap leads. And people, that are
right.
Just tire kickers, and it's awful.
If you've
awful.
Ever tried to use that service as like a customer, if you've ever tried to go in there and try to request a lead, you have to click on so many different things. I mean, people give up on the process. They don't know exactly what they're looking for. Maybe they weren't that serious to begin with. But
what happens is they blast it out to I don't know how many different professionals.
Exactly.
And so the customer just gets phone call after phone call after phone call. I would get a lead, like a notice in my app for a lead.
Okay.
And it would take me only 3 minutes to call them. And they've already talked to 5 other people. It's ridiculous.
I've heard that. I mean, I hear that a lot. One guy told me he got it, and like you did, basically called it as soon as you got it. He said he talked to somebody who the work was already done. Not only did they talk to somebody, but the work was already completed. You're still getting that lead a couple of days later. That doesn't help you. And then you have to either pay for it or call them back and try to get a credit.
Absolutely don't give refunds for bogus leads. They give you these fake credits that are it's awful.
It's just the same process of chasing down bad leads. And, you know, you're not alone in feeling that way. And I definitely understand that it's an expensive service. I mean, they'll charge you more if it looks on paper to be a bigger job. You're not any more likely to get that bigger job. It's more likely to pay more for the lead. And it's that same process. I mean, this is definitely going to be a much better fit for you. I mean, obviously.
Yeah. For example, like pressure washing, mm-hmm. you know, I tried to explain to them most pressure washing jobs in this area are between, let's say, $300 and $500.
Mm-hmm.
They'll right. blast out these supposed leads for pressure washer job and charge $70 per
wow.
lead. And they'll blast out five leads and boom, charge me $350. And I'll probably have a 5% chance of gaining any of those leads. They're thieves.
And even if you get one of those to turn into a job, you're still not even breaking even.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not profitable. I've went around and around with them so much, but anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously I can't wear a black eye for what happened with them. We have nothing at all to do with them. But we can do right by your company. You know, we can get your phone ringing. And of course, you know, as a pricing director, it's my job to make it affordable for you. I mean, I know that, you know, I might be stretching the budget just a little bit here, but I actually might be able to help you out a little bit here. We're already well into December, and once per quarter, I'm allowed to do what's called a 6-week first month, and it's exactly like it sounds. I still haven't used mine for the last quarter of this year. I mean, let me check on a calendar here. If we were to get started, let's say today, just as an example, your next payment wouldn't even be until January 26th. So you'd get 6 weeks in your first month, give us plenty of time to get that set up, get your phone ringing, get your jobs coming in before you even have to make a next payment. I mean, like I said, my heart goes out to you guys that are trying these lead-based services. And I've talked to a lot of businesses. I've been doing this a long time. I've been with the company myself for over 11 and a half years. That, of course, predates Angie Leads, which is kind of a combination of Angie's List and Home Advisor, even back before it was called
exactly.
Home Advisor.
I know.
It was service
exactly.
magic.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So if I could give you that 6 week first month, you know, it's still going to be that $249 that my supervisor already approved, but instead of having a payment come a month from now, your next payment wouldn't be scheduled until January 26th, and it would still be $249. It would stay at $249. The $100 of Facebook ads would still be included. And, you know, like I said, you're going to not have to be chasing down these leads. The calls that come to you are going to be from someone who took a moment to look at your website. They're calling you directly. They're calling you specifically. So it's a very high conversion rate. It's a much better use of your time instead of chasing down someone who maybe already scheduled it with somebody else or having to try to get a credit for that lead. So, I mean, I'm happy to do that for you. Like I said, you know, you'd be looking at $249 as an out-the-door cost. There is no setup fee, and that's 6 week first month means that you wouldn't have another payment scheduled until January 26th.
Yeah, I just, again, I can't do it today. Possibly tomorrow, and I would say 90% on Monday. So
okay.
I just...
I'm going to put in 6 week first month on here anyway. And my supervisor is definitely going to ask me what happened since he already did approve the $249. And I'll just let him know.
Yeah, just let him know that. It'd be a sale if we could do it on Monday. So.
Okay. I'll definitely be able to push it to Friday. He might want an update tomorrow. But I'm going to call you a little later on in the day tomorrow, just to see how everything's going for you.
Call me later in the day tomorrow. I'll get on my knees tonight and say a special prayer as well.
Okay.
See if I can gather some money.
I'll definitely reach back out to you before the end of the day, before the end of the week tomorrow, and you know, be happy to get this going for you, happy to help you out. And yeah, I mean, you know, my heart goes out to you guys, especially when you try that lead service, and you end up thinking, well, I'm going to keep with it for a little bit, I'm going to try and get my money back, and you just kind of end up chasing that rabbit down that hole, and unfortunately putting good money after bad. And I think this is going to be a much better option for you. And I'm actually glad to hear that you're not using those lead services anymore. I'll give you a call maybe about 2 or 4 tomorrow.
Yeah, do that. And are you able to send a text message? Because I get so many calls from all around the United States, but they all have my area code.
Okay.
So it's hard to know who's calling me.
I gotcha. So I can explain why you're seeing the same area code. We are a Google Premier partner, and if you, let's say today, or well, let's say tomorrow or Monday, when you decide to move forward, one of the things that I have to do is what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, that you can pause it if you get more work than you can take on. That, you know, in this case, we would be doing $249, the friends and family rate, that we'd be including a 6-week first month, etc. So all that gets recorded. So all of our calls go out through the computer. It's called VOIP, Voice Over Internet Protocol. So what it does is it does grab a number that's local to the person that we're calling. So that's why you see that.
Yeah.
I did just send you a text message with my contact information, my toll-free, and my direct extension. I also want to send you an email.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
Okay, I was looking on your website for like an email address. I know you've got that contact form and people can put information in there. What is though a good email address either for you or for your business, David?
Send it to info at jacksbestlawncare.com.
Okay, perfect. I'll get that email right out to you. And then I'll follow up with you tomorrow afternoon.
Sounds good.
All right. Pleasure speaking with you, David. You take care. You enjoy the rest of the day, sir.
Yeah, you too. Good luck.
Okay? I will. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you will.